Colossians chapter 4. Masters, render to your servants that which is just and fair, knowing that you too have a master in the heavens. Persevere in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving, praying together for us too, that God may open to us a door for the word, for me to speak of the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am also bound, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom with respect to those outside, taking advantage of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer each person. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, will make all my affairs known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and encourage your hearts, with Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They will make all the things going on here known to you. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions. If he comes to you, receive him. And Jesus, who is called Justus, these being of the circumcision. Only these are my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who have become a consolation to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, greets you, always contending for your sakes in prayers, so that you may stand perfect and fulfilled in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you, and for those in Laodicea, and for those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved doctor, greets you, as does Demas. Greet the brothers in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church at his house. And when this epistle is read among you, arrange for it to be read in the church of the Laodiceans too, and that you also read the one from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, see to the ministry which you received in the Lord, that you fulfil it. The greeting of Paul in my own handwriting. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen.